Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello and welcome everyone to Lizzie T Radio Show. Another day, another show, another fantastic guest. And the subject for this afternoon, going into evening now, it's about spring cleaning. And now I know some of the listeners love to do this task and others hate it. How do we go about it? And I actually had to go into Wikipedia and find out spring cleaning. This is what it says, guys. Spring cleaning is a practice throughout cleaning a house, yes, in the springtime. And the practice of spring cleaning is especially prevalent in climate with a colder weather. Hello, Canada, North America, and places that is very cold. Yes, we have to go through this. And I unfortunately won't be able to elaborate and talk a lot about this because this is not my strong subject. And we here at Lizzie T, we're going through big mess, and we don't know what to sort, we don't know what to look for, we don't know what to keep. We need an expert, and that's why I have brought a fantastic lady, which I was talking to her, and I've seen her work, I've seen her in YouTube, I've seen her show. Her name is Lourdine Anderson. She is the owner of Organize Your World. Love the title. Couldn't be perfect. She is creative and service-oriented individual. She loves to help and create balance, order, and simplicity for our lives. We all of us need simplicity in our life. Our life is complex the way it is. Lourdine volunteer services extensively, including Second Chance. She's a public relation membership and communication coordinators for POC, Professional Organizing of Canada, Executive Committee Membership for Girls, Inc., and Chair Planning Committee for Girls Day Out. My goodness, this lady is busy. Lourdine is also a recipient of Essential Business Impact. Lourdine is a public speaker, and she appears on Rogers TV, local midlife, daytime, a radio show for small business and big ideas. She also has published several series of e-books specially designed to help keep plan on track, organize, lower stress. Welcome to the show, Lourdine. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And you are definitely the person that everybody needs to talk to. Everybody needs to send you an email, and everybody needs to how go about it. This is the time of year. We're all confused. We're all overwhelmed. Now, tell me, how did you get started in this business?
Well, you know, what I really have to say, best way to describe it is I was born organized. I've been organized since birth. It's just something that comes naturally to me. But, you know, unfortunately, not everyone is born that way, and I do recognize that. So, really, if you want to get organized and you're not naturally organized, it's about creating a habit for yourself.
And that's one of the things that we have a big challenge at the Lizzie T House, because to get organized is a big challenge, definitely. And how long have you been doing this?
Professionally, I've been doing it for 6 years now.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's gone by really quickly. And I love what I do, so I just even feel like 6 years.
So you started 6 years ago. You thought this was a career for you, and you've been very, very busy. I've seen your stuff. Love your website. Love your YouTube shows. And love the tips. You have amazing tips on your website and on your fan page. Now, we need tips. The listeners are here, and we need to know what is the best way to attack this. I find that we are talking about attacking this big monster. Do you have any tips for the listeners, something that we can go by?
Oh, sure. The best thing is, and I have to say, I understand about being overwhelmed, because professional organizers like me, people who are naturally organized, we see a pile and, you know, we just get happy. Oh, let me get started. But for people who aren't organized, it looks like a huge task. And it is. And it's hard to, you just don't know where to start. Where do I begin? What do I throw out? What do I keep? The first thing I'd like to say, though, is just kind of always keep in mind about having a checklist. And, you know, take it bit by bit. If you can't tackle it in one day, then don't tackle it in one day. And if you need music to get you going, like I'm a real lover of music and different genres of music, so I love to have music in the background while I'm working. It keeps me motivated. It keeps me happy. And you will be happy when you complete. But the number one thing to do is you're going to have to sort. You're going to have to just face the fact that there are some things that you're just not using, you don't love, they're broken, and you either donate them or they, you know, reuse them. And
awesome.
And when you're spring cleaning, I like to say to people, start from the inside and then move out to the outside. And start in the room that you spend the most time in, because you do spend the most time in there and you do want to enjoy that room and you want to be motivated in that room and you want to feel good. And once it's organized, you will feel good. I know when I work with my clients, I can physically see a difference in their demeanor, in their face, in their body, in the all of a sudden they have this look of peace. And that may sound really new age, but really people do have, they really become calm and happier once they get things organized.
And it's definitely something that I have to admit, I do not look happy when I'm doing this. So love your tips, have a checklist, number one, start sorting. And that is the part that I think not only myself, but a lot of people, how do you sort? Now, it's never heard of that one. Inside the room that you like the most, the one, and I assume that for everybody it's probably going to be the living room.
Right.
Okay.
That would be the number one spot, either living room, family room, or, you know, it could be someone's home office, because you're spending, if you're working from home, you're spending a lot of time
right.
in there, and you want your mind clear, and you want to have your home office organized so that you can spend less time in your home office, too.
Right. Those are amazing tips. And I'm going to take right now a very, very short break, and we'll be back with our sponsor and with our special guest. This is Lisa T. Radio Show. Love to hear more from Lourdine Anderson.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J and LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J and LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J and LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
Hello, and we're back. This is Lisa T., your host at Lisa T. Radio Show. We have with us this afternoon Lourdine Anderson, owner of Organize Your World. Now, Lourdine, I want to make sure that the listeners are able to contact you. How do you work with the client? Is that something that you book an appointment, you go to the person's home, you talk over the phone? How do you work with your clients?
Well, it starts with a phone call, and then it's an information gathering session. And then from there, we work in the home, and we work together. And, you know, it's a matter of a phone call. And if you're in the Toronto area, 416-948-2505 is my phone number. I also work for people virtually as well by email.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah. There's ways that we can work around that if someone's out
of
town.
So your information will be on Lizzie T fan page. Lurdeen also has a fan page called Organize Your World. It will be linked. So for anybody who's listening and wants to get more information, please give Lurdeen Anderson a call, send her an email, and get in touch with her, because this is one of the stuff that we all need help. And it's funny, because when it comes down to our personal things, our own belonging, we don't want anybody to touch it, and we don't want anybody to give us an opinion. We don't want people to tell us, you don't need this anymore, although you know that you don't need it. So how do you tackle those situations, Lurdeen?
Oh, my goodness, you hit the nail on the head. That's it exactly. But, you know, what you can do is just start small. You can, of course, in my world, I go through both my closets twice a year. I go through it seasonally. And if I haven't worn it in the last season, then I donate it. Or, you know, if it's not in good condition, then I just use it for rags. Like some old material that, or some clothing, they make great cleaning rags, especially when you're cleaning your windows for spring. They're just fabulous. You know, you get them dirty, you don't have to worry about washing them, and it's much easier, better than using, it's better for the environment to use rags rather than paper towel as well.
Hey, that's an awesome tip. Yeah, we're very environmentally cautious here at Lizzie Tea House, and we just wanted to make sure that we try not to use paper towels. But that tip to reuse, we have a lot of children's clothes that the condition is too bad to give it to someone. So you know that you're not going to feel good at giving that. So to use it for rag is fantastic. I cannot believe that 15 minutes has gone by like crazy. I really want to make sure that Lurdeen gives the listeners the information, your website, your fan page, and your phone number once more.
Okay, sure. But before, quickly, I just wanted to say, if you go through your closets or whatever it is you need to sort, go through that once. Be hard on yourself, or be as gentle as you need to be. But then, you know, go back another week later, a month later, and you'll be surprised that you'll start to learn how to purge yourself of things that you don't use, you no longer need, want, or love, or that's damaged. You can check me out. I've got a website, organizeyourworld.ca, and then I also have a personal website, Lurleen Anderson, Lurleene Anderson, Anderson, .com, where I sell my ebooks, and you can receive other valuable information with regard to organizing as well. And I also have a couple of videos, as you mentioned earlier, on YouTube.
Fantastic. So, listeners, Lurdeen Anderson, it was more than a pleasure. It was an honor for you to be able to call us at here at Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you so much for all this wonderful free information, ladies and gentlemen, about how to go about organizing. I know it's not a great subject, but it's a needed subject. And I've been asked, and there you have it. Lurdeen Anderson, thank you so much. I appreciate it. This will be recording, so if listeners wanted to hear again her number and her website, it will be at Lizzie T Radio Show fan page. I cannot thank you enough for calling in. Thank you so much. You have a fantastic afternoon.
Thank you.
And any final words?
It's less painful than you think, and once you start, you'll be so happy. It's just like my tagline, free your space, free your mind.
I love it. Free your space, free your mind. Fantastic. Thank you so much again, and we'll be in touch. Thank you, everyone,
thank
for
you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. That was great. Lurdeen Anderson, she is the owner of Organize Your World. Please give her a call, get in touch, and she will give you all the tips that you need in order to get your life organized. Free your space, free your life. I have to quote her. Thank you again for listening. We'll be back this weekend with another show. Lizzie T, this is your host, and have a fantastic day.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.